In the Mississippi Delta, deer and pigs are swimming for dry land, and riverside homes and buildings are underwater.
I've lived here 66 years, and I did not live through the 37 flood. They say it was bad, but they say it's nothing like this. They say this is the worst.
Brenda Johnson in Hickman, Kentucky. Officials in her state have closed 250 roads. Truckers are taking a 120-mile detour around the flooded interstate in Arkansas.
The birthplace of muddy waters could soon be under both mud and water as the river continues to rise. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, May 6th, and the Mississippi River is rising to a historic level of flooding. Joining us now is Noreen Schwain with the National Weather Service. Noreen, I'm wondering if you could give us an idea of what the flooding looks like at its worst.
About the worst right now is along the border of Illinois and Kentucky to Cairo, Illinois, which is where the Ohio and Mississippi meet, and then south to the Tennessee-Arkansas borders.
How bad is this flooding? How historic is it?
Well, in many areas, it's broken the record that was set in 1937 on the lower Ohio River. And, you know, that occurred at Cairo and New Madrid, just as a matter of fact, in New Madrid in the last 24 hours.
That's Noreen Schwain with the National Weather Service. Thank you so much. We're going to be talking more about the flooding in the Mississippi in just a few minutes.
But some other stories we're following. CIA officials are saying that information seized by the Navy SEALs at Osama bin Laden's compound includes a handwritten note about derailing U.S. trains, possibly on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But the officials say it doesn't appear the plan got very far. And later today, President Obama will meet the Navy SEAL team that carried out the raid at a ceremony at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Reports of protests are coming in from Syria as Friday prayers come to an end. This is the sound coming in this hour from a village near the besieged city of Daraa. Opposition leaders in Syria are speaking. One tells our partner, the BBC, the protests are gaining momentum and people are no longer afraid.
The small cities and the big cities now, they all will join the revolution. And Damascus, despite all the arrests, I think the fear is really out of Syria now.
Syrian troops and security forces have taken up positions in several cities to enforce a crackdown.
April unemployment numbers will come out later this morning. Analysts expect the economy will have added 185,000 new jobs.
They got surprised yesterday, though, in the new
claims.
Yeah,
third rise in new claims in 4 weeks. Republicans say they're scrapping Congressman Paul Ryan's plan to overhaul Medicare until after next year's elections. And the price of oil saw its biggest one-day drop in more than 2 years, closing under $100 a barrel for the first time in quite some time. That was part of an overall drop in commodities that rattled the markets worldwide. Asian markets are down at this point. European indices are up. Futures are up a good bit. The Dow will start at 12,584, the S&P at 1,335, and the Nasdaq at 28.14.
And oil trading at $97 a barrel.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a while, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk about this defining week for President Obama, the strike against bin Laden to going to the Midwest to reassure flood victims there. And we're also going to take a step back as we head into Mother's Day this Sunday and take a moment to say thank you.
I love you, Mama, you're sweet. I love you, Mama, you're sweet.
We're going to learn a little bit about the president's mother this hour, but we also want to hear about your mom. Take this opportunity, give us a call, and say thank you to your mom, or share maybe a memory of her that makes her special to you. 8778-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Now, you don't have to sing.
You don't, but it would be great. Well, definitely if Lucinda Williams calls in, she needs to sing.
Yeah.
And tries to push its way out. These angels.